Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As we cover the news from the Supreme Court about the future of abortion rights, we want to cover another ruling from the court that changes Americans' rights. You probably know Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to the attorney, to an attorney, etc. Law enforcement officers are required to say them to people they arrest. But those words might not mean as much because of a ruling from the court yesterday. We have University of Michigan law professor Eve Brancicki-Primus with us to discuss it. Hi, Eve.
Thank you so much for having me.
The case was Vega versus Tecco. Can you give us a rundown on this case?
This case originated when Mr. Tecco was working as a certified nursing assistant at a Los Angeles medical center. He was accused of sexually assaulting an individual, and a deputy from the sheriff's department, that's Deputy Vega, questioned him without giving him the Miranda warnings, getting a statement from him that was later used against Mr. Tecco when he was criminally charged. Mr. Tecco was actually found not guilty at that criminal trial. And after the not guilty verdict, he sued the deputy who had violated his Miranda rights under a federal law, claiming that the deputy had violated his constitutional rights by failing to read him his Miranda warnings. The Supreme Court decided Mr. Tecco could not recover damages against the officer for failing to read the Miranda warnings, that Miranda violations are not cognizable under 1983, that police can't be civilly sued for violating individuals' Miranda warnings.
The decision was 6-3 along ideological lines. On Justice Alito wrote for the majority. He wrote, quote, "A violation of Miranda does not necessarily constitute a violation of the Constitution." What's his support for that?
So he's not the first to have written this. The Supreme Court has been chipping away at the Miranda warnings. The Constitution has a privilege against self-incrimination, that an individual can't be compelled to be a witness against themselves. And so the original test that was used to determine when someone is compelled or coerced to be a witness against themselves is something called the voluntariness test, where the court looks at all of the circumstances of the police interaction and the way the police questioned an individual, and they ask, did this officer overbear the will of the suspect and essentially coerce them into giving a statement? If that's the case, then that individual's constitutional rights have been violated. The Rehnquist and Roberts courts have for years been interpreting Miranda as what they call a prophylactic protection on that underlying constitutional right. By that, they mean it's not necessarily the case that every person who gives a statement when the Miranda warnings are not read is somehow giving a compelled statement, that Miranda is broader than necessary to protect the right. And that's the rationale that the majority uses to try and say violating Miranda doesn't per se violate the Constitution.
You run an institute that trains public defenders. You worked as a public defender yourself. How does this change the way a defense is constructed in court?
So it won't actually change a lot on the ground for public defenders. The decision that the Supreme Court issued yesterday does not change the fact that if the police fail to read a suspect their Miranda warnings, any statements that suspect makes can't be used against that suspect in a criminal trial when the state attempts to prosecute them. So Miranda rights still exist to the extent that unwarned statements can't come in to establish a criminal case against an individual.
After you read this verdict, do you think there could be a further erosion of Miranda rights going forward?
I think it might have effects on how police train officers, because even before yesterday's case, if an individual's Miranda rights were violated, the police were able to use physical evidence that they could discover as a result of a statement that was obtained in violation of Miranda. So if an individual is arrested and charged with a drug offense and an officer fails to read the Miranda warnings and gets that individual to say where the drugs are, the police wouldn't be allowed to use the statement later at the criminal trial, but they could admit the drugs into evidence. So there was already an incentive for police to essentially violate Miranda. But now they are not subject to any form of civil liability for that violation. So there's no reason why police departments aren't going to start to train officers explicitly to just ignore invocations of individuals' Miranda rights.
Eve Brendsicki-Primus is a law professor at the University of Michigan. Eve, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.